Foul Ball Area brings you more interviews.
We come to win at every game. We just play the game and have fun.
More analysis.
It's top notch. It's exactly what you want to do. Any opportunity that you get to score a run, you have to take advantage of it.
And more excitement than anywhere else.
I'm excited. You should be too. It's going to be fun.
Stay up to date with all of your RCBL action with the Foul Ball Area podcast every Wednesday at rcbobaseball.com. Happy Friday, RCBL fans, and welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast, the official podcast of the Rocky Mountain County Baseball League. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Thank you for tuning in today, lending me your ears for the next couple of minutes as we talk about what's going on in the RCBL the past week and what's going to go on this weekend. It is the end of the work week and the beginning of the 2018 All-Star Weekend, but we will get to that in just a second. First, let's go over the standings where they lie right now and look back at this past week in RCBL action. The standings currently in the Eastern Division, Grottoes is in first place with a 4-4 record. Right behind the Cardinals, Stewart's Draft and Newmarket are tied for second place at 3-8. And then Elkton rounding out the Eastern Division at 2-6. In the Western Division, Broadway leads the way with a 10-1 record, best overall record in the league. Bridgewater right behind them at 7-2. Clover Hill in third place at 8-3. And Montezuma rounding out the Western Division at 2-7. So the Broadway Bruins are at 10-1, best overall record in the RCBL right now. There were no games last night. As you know, as it's been all season, there's rain coming through the area once again, and both games that were supposed to be played last night got rained out, but we did have quite a few games this past week and some pretty big performances. This past Friday, Clover Hill hosted Stewart's Draft at Buck Bowman Park at the Clover Dome. It was the ESPN Harrisonburg game of the week, and Drew Easter had a pretty big night. He was 3-for-4 on the night, leading the Bucks to a 12-3 win over the D-backs, and he hit two home runs in that win. On Saturday night, Grottoes hosted Newmarket. The Cardinals ended up winning that game 4-2. David Wood had a pretty good game, went 2-for-3 with 4 RBIs. He was responsible for every run that the Cardinals scored in Saturday night's game. On Sunday night, the Broadway Bruins were at Stewart's Draft taking on the D-backs. Broadway defeated Stewart's Draft by mercy rule for the second consecutive night. They won this game 13-3 on Sunday night. Gavin Kandrick had a phenomenal night, hitting 2 grand slams, finished 3-for-4 with 3 runs and 8 RBIs. He hit a grand slam in the third inning, I believe, and then he came up to bat the next inning, and I noticed the bases were loaded, and I thought to myself, last time he came up, the bases were loaded, and he hit a grand slam. And then a few pitches later, he hit another one. So Gavin Kandrick, 2 grand slams in the 13-3 win over Stewart's Draft last Sunday night. This past Wednesday night, Bridgewater hosted Stewart's Draft. The Reds ended up winning 12-3 over the Diamondbacks. And Corbin Lucas had a pretty hot night at the plate. He finished 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 5 RBIs. He hit a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to give the Reds their first lead of the night. So some pretty big performances around the league this past week. Like I said, no games last night. They all got rained out. Tonight, we do have 4 games scheduled, weather permitting, because I think there is more rain in the forecast, but we have 4 games scheduled tonight. Montezuma at Clover Hill, Newmarket at Stewart's Draft, Broadway at Bridgewater, and Elkton at Grottoes. The Montezuma at Clover Hill game is the ESPN Harrisonburg game of the week. You can listen to it on ESPN 1360 and 106.9 WHBG. So those are the standings as they are right now in the RCBL, and a little bit of recap from this past week in RCBL action. Now, getting into the 2018 All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend begins tomorrow, Saturday, June 23rd, and it's an all-day affair. It starts tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill out there at Clover Hill, where you can get brunch starting at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning is the Play Ball Show on ESPN 1360 and 106.9 WHBG. So you want to get out there and listen to Carl Magenhofer and Mike Bocock talk about what's going on in the RCBL and preview this upcoming All-Star Weekend. Get out there at 9 o'clock to the Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Listen to the Play Ball Show. Or if you just want to stay at home and listen to it, that's fine too. It's on ESPN 1360 and 106.9 WHBG. Following the Play Ball Show on Saturday morning will be the Valley District High School Seniors All-Star game at 12 noon at Buck Bowman Park. So that'll be a good game to watch. The high school seniors from around the Valley District playing their All-Star game. At 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be a cornhole tournament held at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill to benefit the RCBL. Cash prizes will be given. So that's at 2 o'clock at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill, cornhole tournament. Cornhole is always a fun game. That should be fun. Get on out there, play some cornhole, support the RCBL. Then at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, the gates open for the East versus West RCBL All-Star Game. Batting practice begins at 5 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, it's the 2018 RCBL Home Run Derby, pitting the best home run hitters from the East versus the best home run hitters from the West. And the participants for this year's Home Run Derby will be Tyler Bocock of the Bridgewater Reds, Dan Fry of the Broadway Bruins, Kyle Matthews of the Montezuma Braves, Josh Taman of the Newmarket Shockers, Cameron Stanley of the Elkton Blue Sox, Will Haas of the Stewart's Draft Diamondbacks, and Nathan Rebich of the Grotto's Cardinals. Cody Swisher of the Clover Hill Bucks was slated to be the representative for Clover Hill in this year's Home Run Derby, but he got injured in the Bucks game on Tuesday night against Broadway, and I am not sure yet who his replacement will be. And then following the Home Run Derby, at 8 o'clock, the RCBL East versus West All-Star Game begins. It'll pit the best players from the East versus the best players from the West in the annual RCBL All-Star Game. It should be a good one, and we've got the lineups right here. The starting lineup for the East. At first base is going to be Ryan Cooper, representing Stewart's Draft. At second base, Jacob Slaughter from Elkton. At third base, Pat Wingfield of the Newmarket Shockers. Playing shortstop, Will Haas of Stewart's Draft. Behind the plate doing the catching for the East is Cameron Stanley of Elkton. Playing left field is Jacob Murky from Grotto's. Playing center field, Nick Good of Newmarket. In right field is going to be Jack Decker of Elkton. And the designated hitter for the East is going to be David Wood of Grotto's. The starting pitcher for the East team is Chris Locke of the Elkton Blue Sox. The starting lineup for the Western Division All-Star team in tomorrow's All-Star game will be Owen Stewart playing right field. He's from the Montezuma Braves. Gavin Kendrick, designated hitter. He's from the Broadway Bruins. Dan Fry, also from Broadway, playing center field. Tyler Bocock of Bridgewater at shortstop. Gray Scherfey in left field, also of Bridgewater. Brandon Lambert of Montezuma playing third base. Brady Duff from Broadway playing second base. Matt Larson of Clover Hill doing the catching. And Logan Morrison from Broadway will be the starting pitcher for the West Division All-Star team. Cody Swisher was slated to be the starting first baseman for the West Division All-Star team, but like I said, he suffered an injury in Tuesday night's game, and I'm not sure yet who his replacement will be for this weekend's All-Star festivities. So those are the starting lineups for the East versus West All-Star game taking place tomorrow night, Saturday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. at Buck Bowman Park. Sunday will be a busy day as well. Sunday, June 24th, also at Buck Bowman Park, will be the RCBL Futures versus Valley District Seniors All-Star Game. The gates will open at 5 o'clock for that game. At 6 o'clock, it'll be the Valley Seniors All-Star Home Run Derby. And then at 8 o'clock, the game will get started. RCBL Futures versus Valley High School Seniors All-Star Game. You can hear that game right here at rcblbaseball.com/internetradio to listen to that game on Sunday night. And we've got the RCBL Futures roster for you. The starting lineup for the RCBL Futures team in Sunday night's game. At shortstop is going to be Ross French representing Clover Hill. At third base is going to be Ty Michaud from Newmarket. And left field is going to be Gray Scherfey from Bridgewater. Playing first base is John Ackerman of Broadway. Doing the catching for the Futures team is Tyler Mahone of Bridgewater. Playing center field is Matt Meeser of Broadway. The designated hitter for the Futures team representing Montezuma is Jordan Brake. Playing right field representing Newmarket is Joseph Rutherford. And playing second base also representing Newmarket is Gavin Rush. The starting pitcher for the Futures team from Montezuma is Cade Templeton. So that's the starting lineup for the RCBL Futures roster. They'll be playing the Valley High School Seniors in their All-Star game at 8 o'clock on Sunday, June 24th. Should be a good game. You can find the starting lineups and the entire rosters, as well as the schedule of events for this weekend's All-Star festivities at rcblbaseball.com. And at the top, there's a tab that says 2018 All-Star Game. You can find all the information you need right there. The East and West All-Star rosters and lineups, the Home Run Derby participants, schedule of events, and the rosters for the Futures team. But All-Star Weekend does not end there. There is one more event going on this weekend. It's not really part of the RCBL, but we are involved with it. It's the Virginia High School Coaches Association All-Star Game. And that will be taking place Monday, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Park at JMU. It's going to be high school players from all around the state of Virginia playing in this All-Star Game. And there will be a couple of local players wearing Garber of Turner Ashby, Jacob Day, and Tristan Eppard of Page County will all be representing the Valley in the Virginia High School Coaches Association All-Star Game this Monday at 7 o'clock at Veterans Memorial Park. You can hear that game right here at rcblbaseball.com/internetradio. Mike Bocock and I will be on the call for that game. Again, you can find all of the information for this year's All-Star Weekend at rcblbaseball.com. The rosters, the Home Run Derby participants, and the schedule of events for the All-Star Weekend. Getting started tomorrow, 9 o'clock, play ball show at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill. That'll kick everything off for the 2018 RCBL All-Star Weekend. So that's all that I've got for you on this week's episode of Foul Ball Area. Sorry that we had to delay it a couple of days. I know we usually come out with the episode on Wednesday. Had to delay it to Friday this week. I was feeling a bit under the weather on Wednesday, so I couldn't get the episode out in time. But I think it worked out getting you guys prepared for the All-Star festivities going on this weekend. And it's a good start to the weekend. So until next week, I'm Matthew Atkins. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Foul Ball Area.